very clear on my
conversational tone.
I was pleasantly surprised rereading that original recording.
Okay. A second interview with Henry Strader at Algonquin, Maine, and this is September 28, 1973. Mr. Strader, I think you want to say something about your having gone over that the first interview we did and explain something to people about that, and then we'll get into additional things that we want to do today.
As recently as last night, I went over...
You were going to describe that first interview. You made some comments on it, rather.
As recently as last evening, I went over the copy of the first interview, and although I rambled as a garrulous person of 77 and a half is apt to do, I think the first half of it was pretty well organized, and the latter part I didn't follow a chronological order, and for that reason omitted some parts of my career that were probably as important as the ones which I did mention. And Bob, I think we might at this point pick up those omissions.
Well, there are certain areas, certain times you didn't talk about. One was, I think, the late 30s you wanted to speak of, right?
Well, yes, I jumped from my... from my painting out in the Verde Valley of central Arizona on to World War II. I'd like to say that in regard to this 5 winters I painted out in the Verde Valley, that I went out there primarily on account of my first wife Maggie's asthma. She was a very she suffered her whole life from asthma, and we originally went to Santa Fe and Taos,
mm-hmm. because those were artist places. Is that
they were
reason?
Art, yep. Art colonies, and she thought it'd be a little too cold for her there, and she went on down to Phoenix. Then I drove 2,000 miles around Arizona finding a place where it'd be good for her and where I could paint. I didn't care for, I liked Santa Fe and Taos, but I decided not to work in any artist colony. I'd always been in art centers,
yes.
In Madrid and Paris and 8th Street in New York and the Algonquin, and I decided I wanted to paint far away from any other artists.
What were Santa Fe and Taos like then?
Well, they were artist colonies and attractive, but I wanted to paint the West as I saw it. Mm-hmm. Now, the Taos and Santa Fe at that time, they were either painting School of Paris paintings out west, or they were doing this old-fashioned stuff of painting Indians and cowboys.
Yeah.
And neither of those schools appealed to me at all. I had a feeling that no one had really attempted to convey the feeling of the bigness of the Rocky Mountain country. The Rocky Mountain country is big country.
Sure.
And the old cliche, the great open spaces. Of course, they in back and